Blog Talk Radio.
Promise of wonders to come.
Bendito Pai, nós bendizemos mais esta oportunidade de estarmos trabalhando para a tua glória. Vem, Senhor, com o teu Espírito, nesta hora, abençoar o teu povo. Possamos ser libertos de toda a má influência, tudo aquilo que o inimigo estiver fazendo, para impedir que este programa e os ensinos e as matérias que vamos estar falando, elas possam dar o fruto. Tu desejas que dê ensino. Dá-nos a tua graça, pois nada melhor do que a tua graça, Senhor, para nos capacitar para realizar os teus propósitos, para que a tua bênção, a tua misericórdia, a tua provisão, o teu sustento chegue na hora certa ao teu povo. Louvamos, Senhor, por todos os membros da tua igreja que estão juntamente connosco. Ouvido este programa, também por todos aqueles que irão ouvir mais tarde. Agradecemos por cada alma, cada vida que tu tens convocado, Senhor, para a peleja, e que o teu reino esteja sendo consolidado, que a tua obra esteja sendo realizada, Senhor, a obra que dá glória somente ao Cordeiro, teu Filho Jesus Cristo e Yeshua, nosso Rei e Salvador. Em tudo nós oramos para a honra e em nome de Jesus. Amém. Bem-vindos, irmãos, a mais um programa do Ministério Destruindo Fortalezas. Estamos contando hoje com a presença de um irmão muito particular, muito especial para nós, o irmão Zé Garcia, um autor, investigador das Escrituras, dos Mistérios da Bíblia. Vai nos estar ajudando a falar sobre um assunto que vai trazer muita luz para o nosso entendimento, para o nosso caminhar com Deus, para entendermos o significado real de porque Deus nos ter não somente criado, mas também nos ter revelado a pessoa do seu Filho. E é fundamental que cada vida que um dia entregou o seu coração a Cristo entenda aquilo que fez e os motivos e o papel que tem a desempenhar na consolidação da glória desse Rei que se fez humano e veio mostrar o caminho que nos conduzirá de volta à presença do Criador. Nós não somos chamados apenas para sermos salvos, somos chamados para participar da salvação. E uma das coisas que nós aprendemos desde pequenos na fé, é que existem anjos que vêm ajudar a estabelecer o reino, nos ajudam nosso dia-a-dia, mas o que pouca gente fala é que os anjos não são apenas aqueles seres luminosos, aqueles seres de poder com asas, muitas vezes desenhados com asas, que a Bíblia diz que são espíritos, ministradores, não são apenas essas personagens que são anjos. Nós hoje vamos entender que um anjo pode ser perfeitamente um ser humano. Deus não vai enviar um espírito naquilo que um ser humano tiver capacitado para fazer. E como base bíblica, como referência bíblica, nós vemos que está em Apocalipse, quando Deus fala e dirige às sete igrejas da Ásia, ele se dirige aos anjos da igreja, que na verdade eram pessoas, eram homens que estavam à frente daqueles trabalhos, que estavam sendo capacitados pelo Espírito Santo, estavam sendo avaliados também pelo Espírito Santo. Então, na realidade, anjos vem do grego, vem do hebraico, significa realmente mensageiro. E Deus muitas vezes envia o seu anjo ou os seus anjos à nossa vida e nós estamos esperando respostas e esperamos seres luminosos nos aparecerem à frente, como aconteceu com Maria, como aconteceu com Gideão. Mas o que é importante hoje entendermos é que quando você aceita a salvação, começa a experimentar a salvação, você nada mais está fazendo do que assumir uma posição que já foi sua. Você reconcilia-se com Deus para o servir. Você se torna um anjo de Deus aqui na Terra. E esse papel que cabe só a si no reino não vai ser desempenhado por outro humano, nem vai ser desempenhado por nenhum espírito luminoso. Será você que, ao ter assumido esse compromisso com Deus, servir o Rei, irá receber de Deus uma herança, uma reconciliação para tornar a assumir aquilo que já um dia lhe pertenceu. E digo isto porque nós somos chamados para nos reconciliarmos com Deus. Isso significa que alguns lá atrás perdemos o rumo, falhamos. O pecado significa isso, sair do rumo, sair do propósito para o qual fomos criados. Então, hoje o irmão Zé N. Garcia vai nos ajudar a entender realmente essa realidade de nós sermos seres criados à imagem de Deus, de uma linhagem diferente de seres humanos, que vêm de uma linhagem especial chamada a linhagem de Adão, mas que também eles têm uma natureza angelical antes da queda. E é isso que hoje o irmão Zé vai estar nos ajudando a aprofundar nas escrituras da Bíblia, e não só, porque não é apenas a Bíblia que fala de Deus. Existem muitos trabalhos que testemunham do poder de Deus, trabalhos históricos, que chegam a determinada altura e reconhecem o poder de um Deus Criador. Tradições antigas de outras civilizações que, com o tempo, ficaram cada vez mais escassas de ser acessadas, mas o irmão Garcia vai estar nos ajudando nisso. Eu vou estar dando as boas-vindas em inglês aos nossos irmãos que não percebem em português, e depois teremos um período de 15, 20 minutos de adoração. Que Deus abençoe a todos. Em nome de Jesus, amen. Welcome, brothers. Today we have a special program with a special friend. It's our brother, an author and an investigator from the scriptures, the ancient scriptures. He's a Christian, he's a brother of Yeshua. Brother Zé Garcia will be with us to talk, to help us to understand the role of the humans and the angels in the process of salvation. Because angels in the Bible, most of the times, are the holy waters, the holy spirits from God. But there are scriptures in the Bible that say, that makes understanding about what is really an angel. An angel, it's a messenger. In you and I, we can be an angel of God. When Jesus writes to the church in the Revelation book, he writes to the angel of each church. That people, they are not the holy watchers. They are human people empowered by the Holy Spirit. So today we will have Brother Zen Garcia that will help us to to understand the true meaning of our existence as members of the family of God. We are called not only to have our salvation, but to work in the benefit of the salvation of many people. So we are reconciled with our God. That's because somewhere backyards we fail the target. We have delivered from the right path. And that what is going to be discussed here. You and I, brother, my sister, we are part of the army of the angels of God. If you truly are a new creation in Jesus Christ, Yeshua, you have the spirit of the angels, of the holy angels, not the fallen ones. You have the same power that they have to work for the kingdom. And we will discuss all of this and much more today, here, for you and I have the courage to assume once for all that we are part of the angels of God here. And the destiny of the humanity and the modern humanity, it's in our hands. If we, each of us will do our part in the kingdom. But before we call Brother Zen, we will have a moment of praise. Please enjoy it. Give the glory to Jesus Christ. Thank you for your company. Hope you enjoy our show. See you in a moment.
Diante de ti, mensageiro da aliança, sobre o qual está o teu nome. Se ouvir suas palavras e guardar meus mandamentos, eu serei inimigos. Eu serei inimigo dos teus inimigos e tirarei de sobre ti toda enfermidade. Não há ninguém como além de assombroso como tu, que opera maravilha. Não há ninguém como tu, ninguém além de assombroso como pera maravilha. Confie em poderosas mãos. Garanti o meu futuro, me entregando a ti, Senhor. Não há ninguém como tu, ninguém além de ti. Assombroso como tu, que opera maravilha. Adiante de mim, Senhor, mensageiro da aliança, sobre o qual está o teu nome. Eu ouvirei suas palavras, guardarei teus mandamentos. Serás inimigo dos meus inimigos. E tu serás inimigo dos meus inimigos. E tirarás de sobre mim toda enfermidade. Não há ninguém como tu, ninguém além de ti. Assombroso como tu, que opera maravilha. Não há ninguém como tu, ninguém além de ti. Assombroso como tu, que opera maravilha. Por isso eu confiei meu coração nas tuas poderosas mãos. Oh, garanti o meu futuro, me entregando a ti.
think we have our brother Zen ready. Brother Zen, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi. Nice to have you again. How are you, brother?
Doing well, brother. I appreciate the invite, and I did have some earlier computer problems, but I've since had that rectified, so I'm all good and ready to, you know, share the word.
Amen. Is it cold there?
No, actually, well, it's in the upper 40s, but I spent all afternoon sitting outside in the warmth of the sunshine. There's not a lot of wind. There's still some snow on the ground, which, you know, we don't usually get snow here in Georgia, but it has been cold over this winter, and so we did get a few inches of snow, and so that was a blessing.
Okay. We are hearing some bad news from the weather there, so we are kind of worried. Hope every our brothers can overcome these terrible times, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who's having bad news or who's having problems, but as far as my computer stuff, yeah, all that's good. Now, I had a terrible time last night. I had Dr. Joy on with me as a guest on my other show on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, mm-hmm. and that was, we had a lot of complications, a lot of problems, but we're all good now, mm-hmm. so we should be good to go.
Okay. Look, I don't know if you have seen, I put two links there in the beginning of the chat room. This will be our background notes. In English, it's from Wikipedia, and I put them already in Portuguese too. So you read the program notes, so you see this is a kind of an explanation that only somebody like you can be precise to give us insight about the mysteries of the angels and the meaning of the human body, human soul, human spirit, and the relation with these spirits. Because as you have read, I think most of the Christians in these days, they don't understand the role of their decisions, you see, because you know, as I know, that we are not only being called for salvation, we are being called to participate in that salvation and to contribute to the salvation of ourselves and our brothers, right?
Right, absolutely. That's the great work.
Yes. So I think the false gospels that are being spread amongst the body of Christ, it's doing literally a bad job, because what they are saying that, okay, just accept Jesus and he will bless you in everything and you don't have to do anything. But the gospel, it's not this, right? This is not the Bible that I read.
Right. There's a lot of people that also teach that, you know, once saved, always saved, and that as long as you just accept Christ, you can go, you know, continue on sinning, and you don't have to worry that your eternal inheritance is assured. But it's, in my opinion, it's not that. There are also works included and things that we must do to ensure that all, you know, our salvation and our eternity will be guaranteed through the blood and the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. And so we have to put forth effort, and we have to do what we can to wake up others to the things that, you know, that not a lot of people prioritize in their lives.
Yes, and that's the central point of this show, because when a Christian, when a newborn in Yeshua doesn't understand the role he has to play on the chess, on this battle that is a chess game, nobody will do his role. He will left an empty space that nobody can occupy, right? So in that way, we will make this statement, and then you will develop your work, because I know that your work, it's all about this.
Yes,
God
absolutely.
God created the man and the Adamic man, right, with a purpose. It is to make his kingdom in the earth, not anyone's kingdom. Man was made for the glory of God, not the contrary.
Right.
So, Adam was created to reign on a world that was being occupied by a seed that was not the original program. It was a seed from a kind of fallen beings that they were rebel against God, and they began to spread their contamination on the original creation of God. And God created Adam to become the ruler, the extension of the God's spirit in this realm. But if we as children of God don't understand that we are also angels of God, messengers of God, the only opposition place is on the devil's army, right? There are no green zones, only black and white, right?
Right. Yeah, you either, side with Christ or you side with Satan. And those that don't understand and don't make a priority of coming to discernment while they're here upon this planet as to, there being one or two choices, that's on them, because he provides everything for us to come to this knowledge, to come to this discernment, and that's what this world is really about.
Yes, so we are going to start on Genesis, because I know that all begins there. But first I'm going to update to Portuguese, okay? In one
sure.
Or 2 minutes I will make a resume about this. And then I would like that you talk about your books, but in a way that you can give references for the people to look for in your books, if they can reach. I hope someday they will become Portuguese language. I'm praying for that. But I would like to talk about from the beginning in Genesis about Cain and the seed of Cain and all the other stuff until the last book that you have written that is coming now. Because I know it's important for people to know where to look for on your investigation, the basis, the concept, for they to grow to understand all the perspective, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, brother. So give me just 2 minutes because I want to update this.
Sure.
Então o irmão Zen vai nos dar as diretrizes sobre esta questão. Nós, seres humanos, da raça, da descendência de Adão, ou todos aqueles que um dia aceitaram Cristo como seu Deus, como seu Senhor e Salvador, têm que entender que têm um papel para desempenhar. Têm um papel para desempenhar. Nós não somos chamados para a salvação, mas para participar da salvação. E a salvação é uma batalha. É uma batalha para a qual somos chamados para não só não sermos consumidos nós, também procurarmos salvar aqueles que pudermos, aqueles que a quem Deus nos dê capacidade para salvar. Porquê? Porque quando o homem, quando Deus foi criado, quando o homem foi criado por Deus, o homem Adão, quando o advento de Adão acontece, os anjos já se tinham revoltado contra Deus. Então Adão é criado para ser uma extensão do reino de Deus aqui na Terra. Vem para dominar sobre a criação. Mas, antes de Adão ser criado, já tinham sido criados os anjos, já tinha havido a revolta dos anjos. E esses anjos instalaram-se neste plano. Foram enxutados do plano de Deus, dos céus, e foram mandados para a Terra, para este plano. Perderam a glória. E eles vieram fazer guerra, tomar posse desta criação. Vieram fazer refém esta criação de Deus, tomando posse de todas as criaturas, inclusivamente do primeiro ser humanoide que foi espalhado pela face da Terra. Dali descendeu todo o tipo de corrupção e de degeneração da carne. Todo o tipo de criaturas houve experiências que esses anjos fizeram para gerar todo o tipo de criaturas. Daí, se eu falar dos reptilianos, se eu falar de tanta coisa, as próprias mitologias falam de seres extraordinários, a Bíblia fala de gigantes. Então nós temos que entender que Adão tinha um papel aqui. Ele foi colocado num lugar, estava a ser preparado para vir reinar como um Deus nesta terra. E foi isso que foi roubado. Nós somos chamados agora, novas criaturas em Deus, em Cristo, que é o novo Adão, o segundo Adão, precisamente para reinarmos. Mas antes de virmos a reinar com Cristo, nós temos uma batalha para fazer. Temos que participar nessa batalha, senão não vamos ter a glória de Deus. E é isto que muita gente está evitando na sua conversão. Há muitos evangelistas, muitos pastores pregando um evangelho materialista. Nós só levam as pessoas para Jesus para serem ricos. Para terem uma vidinha boa e ficar o resto da vida de braços cruzados. Trabalhar que é bom estar quieto. Trabalhar no reino, não é? Mas Jesus veio para viver de braços cruzados ou veio para dar o exemplo? Então é isto que nós vamos ter que entender, porque a própria Bíblia chama, muitas vezes, aos servos de Deus, anjos do Senhor. Então você tem que entender que, ao se reconciliar com Deus, você está se reconciliando também com a sua posição no reino. Você tem um papel a desempenhar no reino. Você passar 60, 70, 80 anos aqui, se preocupando só consigo, não espere depois ver a glória de Deus. Você é chamado para participar na batalha, para sofrer pelo reino. E nós vamos entender, através do trabalho do irmão Zé Garcia, que ele vai nos falar precisamente sobre esta questão e como tudo começou lá em Gênesis, para que um dia que os livros dele possam estar em português, todos nós possamos saber onde é que fomos buscar esta participação nesta guerra. Qual é a base das escrituras? Onde é que Deus fala sobre isso? Quando Deus fala às igrejas, lá em Apocalipse, fala aos anjos das igrejas. Então são pessoas que são capacitadas pelo Espírito Santo para agirem em prol do reino. Nós, você, novo convertido, você converteu-se a Cristo para ser um anjo de Deus, para ser uma extensão de Deus aqui, para que a vontade de Deus se cumpra aqui. Não a sua, nem a vontade de nenhum homem, mas a de Deus, para que se instale o reino. Foi isso que Jesus falou. Venha a nós o teu reino. Seja feita a tua vontade aqui na terra, como no céu. Amém. Nós vamos passar a voz ao irmão Zé Garcia, e sempre que for preciso, eu depois interrompo para atualizar, ok? Brother Zen, I think that you can lift up.
I can what?
Fly now.
Okay. Well, you wanted me to just kind of give you an update on my earlier works and my books. Is that correct?
Yes, I know what is the issue of your book, because I have accompanied your work some time now, but I think it would be good to know for people to understand how does everything start there on the creation before Adam. But please don't extend this part, because I think we have covered some of that. But I think it's good to understand what was the position of Adam, the nature of Adam and Eve, you see, in contrast with the pre-Adamic creation, you understand?
Okay. Well, to let people kind of know and understand about what had happened before, you have to really go back to the war in heaven, and people need to realize that the fallen angels were here on this planet that were banished here before the creation of Adam and Eve, and that there was there was also a pre-Adamic creature that was here on this planet, and that they, the fallen angels, had tried to establish these, what they were like Bigfoot-type creatures. And the fallen angels had tried to create a slave race out of these particular beings called a Lulu, and a primitive worker, as cited in the Sumerian text. And it speaks about this in Genesis, that there was a creature that was created first, and then a second creature that the Father Yahweh Elohim had breathed the spirit of life into. And so if people can grasp that and understand that the fallen angels were here first, then all of the rest of what we see in the world, as far as the megalithic structures and these advanced civilizations going back tens of thousands of years, those things were created by the fallen angels. Even the legends of Atlantis and things like that, the mythology, the Greek mythology, all the different pagan mythologies, all that is connected to and tied to that the fallen angels being here before the modern creation of humanity. And so once people can understand that, the rest of it falls into place rather well. And so...
Can you tell us which book you have written that you talk expressly about this one, the Genesis
yes,
1 and Genesis 2?
Yeah, my sixth book, Sons of God, Who We Are and Why We're Here, that covers all of that in great detail. I cover, you know, the creation of the first two, the primitive worker, and then the modern creation of Adam and Eve, their fall from paradise. Because that's another thing that is important for people to understand, is that Adam and Eve, when they were initially created, they were created in paradise. It wasn't until after the beguilement of Eve and they're eating the fruit from the knowledge of good and evil that they lost their immortality. They lost their bright nature, and they were then banished, just like the fallen angels, here to the earth. And that's when, you know, after the fall, the Adam and Eve were found here with the rest of the fallen angels, and also the pre-Adamic creatures that were here before the modern creation of humanity. And so if you can understand that, go ahead.
Because I just want to make a note here, because it's obvious for someone who has a not washed brain by the religious system, it's obvious that the first man in Genesis 1, it's not the same man in Genesis 2, because the first man created on the sixth day, he has no restrictions to be on the garden, and he has no restrictions about any tree, and he is carnivorous too. He can eat meat, he can eat the animal. And Adam, the advent of Adam and Eve, it's completely another story. It's another creation with the breath of God himself. It is to work and to live in a restricted area, and he has restrictions about one specific tree. So it's not the same story. It's obvious, right?
Right. Right, exactly. Exactly. And in my book, Sons of God, I also speak about this and cover this in great detail as well.
Right. So please leave us your site, your link for your site, for the people to know your work, where they can read your work, where they can find your books. I'm going
sure.
just to update this, and then we will
okay.
start in Adam, okay, and what happened in the garden, but not a very large explanation, just to make the bridge to the actual what's happening today, to see if people can understand the urgency of they have to understand they have a role, because people that they once have accepted Jesus and think they are saved and they don't do anything for the kingdom, these are the first victims they will fall. You see, that's what I see. Because
yeah.
this is what Jesus said. The branch that gives no fruits only serves to the fire. So the fire, it's here. We are seeing the fire everywhere. So if people that say they are Christians, they don't start working on the kingdom, if they don't let the Holy Spirit renew their minds and their hearts, they will be the first victims.
Yes.
Okay, but nós vamos aqui falar um pouco sobre por onde o irmão começou. O irmão começou ali em Gênesis, né? A gente tem que entender que Gênesis 1 e Gênesis 2 são histórias diferentes na criação. O homem de Gênesis 1, criado ao sexto dia, não é o advento de Adão, que está explicado pormenorizadamente em Gênesis 2. O homem que foi criado no sexto dia ali não tinha restrições, era para ser espalhado por toda a terra, para encher a terra, e não tinha restrições no alimento. Ele podia comer de toda a árvore, dos frutos de toda a árvore, e alimentar também de animais. Porém, Adão foi criado com um propósito específico de cuidar de um jardim, de uma área específica na terra, e dali governar a terra. Ele tinha só que cuidar daquele paraíso, daquela extensão do paraíso de Deus aqui na terra, e dali dominar as outras criaturas. E não podia, de maneira alguma, aquela criatura comer de uma determinada árvore que lhe iria trazer o conhecimento do mal. A árvore estava ali precisamente para pôr Adão à prova. Deus não cria robôs, cria seres com, tinha o seu espírito, mas com livre-arbítrio, para lhe ser fiel. A árvore estava ali, não era, ele podia contemplar a árvore, podia olhar para os frutos do mal, apenas não podia era comer dele. Então, não estamos falando da mesma criação. Adão foi criado para vir tomar conta de uma criação que estava a ser consumida pela maldade dos anjos, que já tinham tomado conta dele. Eles tinham sido expulsos na sua rebelião, porque Satanás e seus anjos recusaram-se a servir o plano do Cordeiro, servir Adão, que era criado à imagem de Deus, do Criador, e queriam tomar posse. Já tinham corrompido. Já estavam espalhando. Daí, o que você vê por aí de arqueologia por explicar, de ossadas de seres supostamente humanos, mas completamente diferentes dos nossos esqueletos, tudo isso é explicado pela corrupção dos anjos. Todas as antigas civilizações falam dessas visitações. E é isto que o irmão Zé Garcia falou e tem falado constantemente nos seus livros, é que o sistema religioso não tem explicado bem essa história. E é por isso que muita gente não está cumprindo o seu plano no reino, não está entendendo o seu papel. Mas nós vamos dar continuidade a isto. O irmão agora vai falar do que aconteceu realmente no Éden e vai depois fazer a ponte para aquilo que é hoje a nossa atualidade, como membros do corpo de Cristo, como servidores de Yeshua, do Senhor Jesus, do Pai, do Filho e do seu Espírito, representantes, capacitados, anjos do seu Espírito, tal como Adão era, para que aqui se cumpra a vontade, o reino do Pai, e não o nosso reino, nem outro reino qualquer.
Amen, brother, please. We are expecting. So, first question, I hope that you can give me a nice answer. Why did God, if he created Adam to be the ruler of this extension of the kingdom of the heavens, why did God put that tree to tend to be used as with the serpent to tempt Adam?
Okay. Well, first you have to understand that the tree of life and the tree of knowledge, good and evil, they are metaphors for Christ and for Satan, and that Satan, Lucifer, as the adversary, he was also in the garden in paradise, because when Adam was created, he was created to be head over paradise. And the fallen angels, Satan as the adversary, they were ruling upon the earth. And so he warned them about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because he told them that if you partake of this fruit, that you would die. And so what happened is that when he ate of the fruit, they lost their immortality. They lost their bright nature. They fell from grace. Adam was created to rule in paradise, not on this planet Earth. Because here on the Earth, we are in a fallen state of being. We're in flesh form. And this is where the fallen angels rule, the powers, the principalities, the rulers of darkness that are, you know, not of this world, wickedness in high places. They are the ones that are ruling here, the New World Order. And so it's important for us to understand the distinction, because when Adam and Eve fell, when they ate, and it said that, you know, if you eat of this fruit, you will die, that death is associated to them being put into flesh bodies. And when they were banished from paradise, and they were put here on the wilderness of the earth, we were then placed under the rule of Satan and the fallen angels. And so that's the distinction. And he warned them not partake. Go ahead.
Can we say that the Garden of Eden was a kind of portal between two worlds?
Yes, the Garden of Eden is different from paradise. Garden of Eden is associated to the earth. And when we fell, we were placed in the Garden of Eden. They lived in a place called the Cave of Treasures. But paradise is found at the third heaven. That's not where we are now. When we return to our first estate, we will return back to paradise.
So it's not the seventh sky, seventh heaven, right? But it's not earth. So paradise, it's a kind of halfway, right?
Yes, paradise is at the third heaven, and when we return to our first estate, we will return to paradise, because that's also where New Jerusalem is located and found.
Yeah. That's why Adam and Eve, in the beginning, they could see the angels, right?
Exactly. Yes, because the angels tend the garden. They tend paradise. And Adam and Eve, they were also angels. They were in angelic form before their fall. And they were immortal.
So what Genesis 2 is talking, it's a kind of, as if God has put the Adam in a place that he could see the evil of Satan, but he was forbidden to do the same, right?
He was warning him that Satan, because you have to also understand that Satan was kicked out of the heavens on the second day with the introduction of Christ as the Son. And Christ was given dominion over the upper heavens. And he was jealous of Christ. And remember, we are made in the image of Christ. So Adam is like, we are like the Son. We're like the children of the Father and the Son. And so because Satan could not take revenge against Christ for banishing from the heavens, he would take his revenge against Adam and Eve and cause their fall from grace. And that's why Christ warned him to not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because that would be him succumbing to the temptations of Satan. And so that's what he was warning him about. And when he indeed was tempted and beguiled, they were then placed into flesh bodies. And on the eighth day, they were transformed into flesh bodies, kicked out of paradise and placed here on the earth. And when that happened, the prophecies as laid out in Genesis chapter 3, Eve becoming pregnant with Cain, Adam having to work the soil to feed his children, and also there would be enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. All that would take place here on the earth once we were in a fallen state and placed here under the authority of the fallen angels.
Brother Zen, I don't know if you have already read the Testament of Reuben. It's a lost book. I think it was in Dead Sea Scrolls foundings. There is a passage that talk about how the Cain's wife, the women from the Cain were impregnated with the giants. Have you ever read the Testament of Reuben?
I have, but it's been quite a long time. Is that part of the Testament of the 12 patriarchs?
Yes. It's specifically from Reuben, because it says all the book says to have cautious about the woman, because Reuben has entered the wife of Jacob, and then comes to talk about how the giants were corrupt with the beauty of the Cain's daughters, because when they were having sex with the men, they appearing in giant statues and showed them to them, and they were having sex with the humans, but they were praying from them because they were wishing their forms, the forms of the angels. And it's interesting because in the Targum that you have brought one of these programs, there is says that Eve has wished the angel, remember?
Yes,
She was praying because she had wished the angel of the Lord.
Right, desired the angel.
Yes. So I think for those that think that it's not possible, yes, it is possible, because the adultery, as Jesus said, begins in the heart. It's not necessary to have physical sex with someone to make a treason to anybody, right?
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
Go on.
Because I know you...
No, go on. I'm talking because there are questions that people do about your work and about your theories. But it's not theories, it's theories, because if we extend our research for another font, we can understand what happened, because when Adam and Eve, they lived the first state, they were a kind of refugees in this world. Not refugees. They were, how can we say, it's missing, the word is missing here, hostage from Satan, hostage.
Yeah.
So they can, they have given the power to them, right?
Right, right. Yes, we're under the authority of Satan and the fallen angels, because they have temporary reign here until Christ comes again.
Yes, it's interesting, because God did not forbid Adam and Eve to look for the tree or to watch the tree. He just forbid to eat from the fruits. So, as in another Dead Sea Scrolls found, it's the history of the universe. It says that God, he gives us free will. He doesn't obey oblige anything he gives. Or you obey, but you cannot obey. It's your choice. So God, I think God put the tree or leave Satan to have a relationship with Adam and Eve, because he want to know what Adam, if he was really faithful or not, right?
Right, right, exactly.
Okay, so from there we are going to the enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, and then you read Skyfall, your last book, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, just 2 minutes to update. Então, continuando o percurso, não é? Quando Adão e Eva se instalam para vir reinar sobre a humanidade, sobre a criação de Deus, fazer a extensão do reino de Deus aqui, Deus não proibiu Satanás, que já cá estava, não é? Que já tinha sido expulso, não o tirou daqui. Aliás, Deus permitiu que Satanás, na forma da serpente, fosse tentar Adão, porque Deus cria uma criatura fiel, mas voluntariamente fiel. Não porque não tivesse outra oportunidade, mas que, da sua livre vontade, iria obedecer a Deus, coisa que não aconteceu. Por isso, Deus permitiu que Satanás, de uma forma metafórica, provavelmente também nos está contado na queda do homem, não é? Em que o homem teve acesso à voz do diabo. O diabo estava aqui na terra e o homem também tinha acesso a este mundo, não é? Estava no jardim, mas não estava livre de interagir com o resto da terra. Então, Deus permitiu isso para saber até que ponto Satanás iria ou não conseguir convencer o homem. E a verdade é que conseguiu convencer, não é? Aquela criatura que tinha vindo para ser a extensão do reino dos céus aqui na terra, entregou o poder a Satanás. Vai dar ouvidos à velha mentira, não é? Tu podes ser Deus sem Deus, não é? O que Deus não quer é que tu sejas como Ele. E Deus não queria que Ele comesse do fruto da árvore do bem e do mal. A árvore estava lá, precisamente para que Ele resistisse à tentação, para ser fiel a Deus. Deus não proibiu Ele de olhar para a árvore, tampouco de passar ao pé da árvore. O que Deus não queria era que ele fizesse o mal, né? Se sucumbisse ao mal, comesse daquele fruto. Pode-se até dizer que Deus estava mostrando ali o que é que Satanás estava fazendo, né? Na criação, no resto da criação. E era para Adão não fazer igual. Mas ele foi o quê? Comeu desse fruto. Sucumbiu às tentações, aos argumentos. Primeiro Eva e depois eu, Adão. E o que é que aconteceu? Perderam a sua imortalidade, a sua primeira natureza. Adão foi criado com uma natureza diferente daquilo que nós somos hoje. E ao perder a sua natureza, ele fica refém de Satanás. Ele e sua descendência. Existem livros que foram escritos, mas que não estão na Bíblia agora, como os livros perdidos do Éden, que falam dos primeiros tempos na carne de Adão e Eva, as lutas terríveis que eles tiveram que suportar com Satanás que se disfarçava de anjo de luz. A Bíblia faz referência a isso, uma determinada passagem, quando diz que Satanás se disfarça de anjo de luz. É, vem desses livros, que foram retirados, nunca chegaram ao nosso conhecimento. Mas graças a Deus, graças a pessoas como o Zen Garcia, nós estamos tendo acesso agora para ler, para entender a verdadeira natureza do combate que existe entre Adão e a sua descendência, toda a tropa e toda a descendência corrompida de Satanás. Daí, aquilo que nós vamos falar agora é a tal inimizade que Deus pôs entre a semente da serpente e a semente da mulher. Nós vamos entender que Caim, como está lá escrito em Gênesis 4 e 5, Caim não é contado de genealogia de Adão, porque ele não foi feito à imagem de Adão. Ele é gerado naquela concupiscência de Eva, quando deseja aquilo que Satanás ofereceu. Aquele argumento gerou a queda e dali muitas, muitas lutas aconteceram àquele casal, àquela criatura especial. Daí vem Caim matar Abel. Daí vem toda a sorte de conflitos que existe hoje sobre a face da Terra. Verdadeiramente duas linhagens de pessoas, que nem se pode chamar pessoas, não é? Duas linhagens de seres humanoides, não é? Têm a mesma forma por fora, mas por dentro não têm o mesmo espírito. Não foram gerados da mesma fonte. São criaturas de Deus, mas não são filhos de Deus. Porquê? Porque não têm o espírito de Deus dentro deles. A linhagem da serpente e a linhagem da mulher, de Adão. Okay, brother. So, what happened with Cain, and how can we identify the sons of Cain now?
Okay, sure. All right. The enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. I cover all of this in my fourth book, Lucifer, Father of Cain. When I identify this other bloodline and their connections to the blood royal elites and the hybrid bloodlines that have been placed into power and positions of power and given authority by the fallen angels to rule over the masses of humanity. And this has to do with a lot of the blood royal elites connected to Queen Elizabeth. Even Barack Obama is related to that blood family. The globalists, the transnationalists, the Freemasons that are all united in the agenda to push for a world government through the United Nations. Mm-hmm. This is the seed of the serpent. As Christ says, the synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews but are not. These are the people we are speaking about. They're the ones that are in the shadows that are pulling the string to push for the New World Order. And so it's important for people to understand that once Adam and Eve were banished from paradise and put into flesh bodies and placed here on the wilderness of the earth, Eve was beguiled and impregnated by Satan as the adversary, and his own children, the tares, the goats, they came into being upon this planet. And this hybrid line are called the Cainites, the line of mm-hmm. Cain. And their genealogy is listed in Genesis chapter 4. The sons mm-hmm. of Adam and the sons of Seth, because Abel was killed by his half-brother Cain, they are listed in Genesis chapter 5. And so it's important to understand that here on the planet, there are two bloodlines, the wheat and the tares, the goat and the sheep, and that these two bloodlines would be at war, or there would be enmity between them until Christ comes again to resolve the issue and to burn up the tares and to take the wheat back into paradise, or what is referred to righteous and are being taken back into paradise. And so once people can grasp and understand that indeed Satan has his own bloodline, his own children, and that these people worship the fallen angels as their fathers and as their gods, and that they do not worship Yahweh Elohim, the Most High, nor do they give any respect or worship or praise to the only begotten Son, Christ. And so we are worshiping different gods, and they are fully committed to the black arts, to magic, to the New World Order, to, you know, the Freemasonic knowledge, secret societies, all these different things, ancient Babylonian magic, the Talmud. They do not follow the Torah. The Kabbalah, these different pagan rituals, they're involved in blood sacrifice, the sacrifice of children, cannibalism, and the drinking of blood. All these different things that were considered abominations, of which the Most High spoke out against in the Old Testament. They are still involved in all of these things. A perfect example would be those things that are currently and still ongoing in Bohemian Grove. And for those that don't know about, if you look up, you will find that the royals, the elites of the world, the transnationalists, the corporate entrepreneurs, they gather together on the longest day of the year, on the summer solstice, and they go through these various rituals where they are worshiping this 40-foot stone owl, which is the owl of Bohemia, which is also connected to Moloch, and Moloch is spoken about in the Old Testament because the Cainites, then the Canaanites, they sacrificed their children to this particular deity. And so there's these pagan rituals and worship, blood sacrifice, victim sacrifice, cannibalism, which are all connected to the pagan worship of the old gods, the fallen angels, and three of them are cited specifically: Astarte, who we know as Isis or in Inanna, Ishtar, and also Dagon, who's a Oannes, Enki, all these different gods, Ptah in Egyptian, Osiris, Baal, all these olden gods which are connected to the fallen angels. And that's why in the Ten Commandments, the Father speaks about and condemns worshiping other gods and bowing down to other gods. And it's important for people to understand that that is why. Because the pagan gods, because most of the world still worships these pagan gods and these and is involved in idolatry. And so that's why in the Old Testament and even in the Ten Commandments, this kind of behavior is spoken out against. Because the Father and the Son, they do not want you to be deluded or led astray into these, you know, into being involved in these pagan religions that are worshiping Satan and the fallen angels, and that are getting people involved in, you know, rituals that are considered abominable to the Most High.
So
did you want to catch up on this?
Yes. Yes, I want to make a note here. So in a few words, Cain was the first hybrid between the serpent seed and the Adam seed, right?
Right.
It was the virus that
Seth and Abel were Adam's seed. Cain is of, you know, the line, the children of the devil.
Yes, but the serpent seed begins first than Cain, right? Begins
right.
With the other creation. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm just going to update in Portuguese. Then I will put. I have something here to that you. I want you to hear because I want to comment about this, and then we will make the bridge for the what I think that is the principal purpose of all this new world order of the serpent's lineage. It's to make the children of God, the Adam seed that God has sent to the earth in these days, a way of the real meaning of existence. Because I think that Satan knows that when the body of Christ, when the angels, when the son of the real angel that was Adam, understand why they were created, once the love of Christ flows freely in the hearts of the true worshippers of God, his kingdom, the kingdom of the fallen angels, will be destroyed in an episode, you see? And so I think all this, as Brother Willie say, all cosmocrator, all the powers and principalities are trying to maintain the Adam's lineage in an ignorance that stop them to assume their role on the fight. You understand, brother?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They are distracting the army of God, because as I know that you have written, we also are angels of God. We were angels, and we are being tested here, as Adam was tested. Right.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's why we're here in the flesh now. That was the whole purpose, because here in this world, we are learning what reality and what this world would be like if we were to create from our free will and the fallen angels were to create from their free will. And this is the kind of world that we would create without the sovereign rule, the monarchy of the Most High and His Son. And so we are learning, you know, what it would be like to not have God rule and to have free will to create the chaos that we are now creating, and that's what we see in the world. And so we're learning why it is that we want the Father and the Son to rule in justice and law and order and harmony and joy, and to create a world without evil.
Someone said one day that the best slave we can have is that one that doesn't know that he is a slave. It makes meaning, right?
Right.
If you don't know you are a slave of the evil, how can you know that you are an angel that has power if you ask to God to change your life and the life of the other slaves?
Right.
That's what Satan is doing.
Right. And we're realigning, readjusting, and our allegiance to serve the Most High and His Son. And so we...
Yes.
And that's what we are here to do. That's the greater work. That's the greater purpose of our role and mission for coming into the flesh.
Okay, brother, I have something here for you to hear and our listeners, because I want you to make a comment, because I think it's a perfect example of how we are being, how can I say, how they are, we are dealing with real spells, real spells from Satan to bring us all negative energies to stop us from having courage to be what we are called to be. And you will understand when you hear what I'm going to pass. I just go to update, and then when you hear the record that I have here, the message, you will understand, okay?
All right,
so, então o irmão Zé Brasileiro está falando que após Adão ter sido expulso e Eva, ficaram reféns dos poderes deste mundo, não é? Satanás já cá estava. E o vírus que foi introduzido naquilo que nós chamamos de pecado original, não é? A desobediência do homem, repercutiu-se na descendência de Adão. Caim, que não é contado como descendência de Adão, mata o irmão e aquele primeiro assassino depois espalha a violência por toda a terra. E hoje em dia, nós temos aí essa violência espalhada por toda a terra. Existem duas linhagens que estão cumprindo duas agendas diferentes. A linhagem de Adão, que depois, num terceiro filho que surge, que é Sete, dá continuidade, procura ser a extensão do reino de Deus. Procura instalar o reino de Deus aqui, fazer a vontade de Deus, trabalhar para a glória do Cordeiro, o plano original da criação. E a linhagem de Caim, que é o vírus instalado na descendência da mulher, que já tenha sido instalado em toda a outra criação, na outra criação do sexto dia, naquela criação humanoide que se espalhou por toda a Terra, e que corrompeu de tal maneira a Terra que Deus por várias vezes teve que trazer cataclismo. Quando essa agenda do maligno, que é fazer a vontade dele em vez de ser a vontade do Pai, fazer o homem à sua imagem em vez de fazer o homem à imagem de Deus, promover os seus valores em vez de promover o altruísmo, a bondade de Deus, o amor por Deus. Quando sempre que essa agenda se multiplicou na Terra, o que é que aconteceu? Catástrofe. Aconteceu com o dilúvio, quando toda a Terra, quando toda a carne já estava corrompida, inclusivamente com os animais. Havia experiências genéticas por todo o lado. Havia bestialidade, sexo desgovernado. Aconteceu em Sodoma e Gomorra. Ninive, quando Jonas vai lá para avisar, arrependeram-se por um tempo, mas mais tarde vieram a cair aquela cidade. Então, sempre que essa agenda da semente da serpente se tem instalado, tem dominado sobre a face da Terra, o que é que acontece? Catástrofes. E nós estamos na iminência de ver uma coisa dessas acontecer, porque essa agenda do inimigo está sendo perpetuada por uma casta de gente que alcançou, através de sociedades secretas, misturado com muita magia negra e muito ritual satânico, alcançou os lugares de poder e decisão deste mundo. Por isso você está ouvindo falar de nova ordem mundial. E se você pensa que é coisa da minha cabeça, ou da cabeça do irmão Zena, ou só dos cristãos, eu vou passar aqui uma gravação que tenho aqui que fala precisamente o que eu estou falando. E não sou eu que estou falando nessa gravação. Quando o cristão se comporta como uma avestruz e vê o mal se propagar nas suas igrejas, nas suas congregações, na sua família, e não tem a capacidade para assumir o seu papel de anjo de Deus aqui, porque é o que nós somos, é isso que somos chamados a fazer quando nos comprometemos com Cristo, é ser os representantes de Deus e dominar com Cristo aqui, reter e destruir as obras do mal, o que acontece é que essa agenda, a agenda contrária a Deus, ela se espalha. O que está acontecendo aqui é que hoje em dia é que temos um cristianismo, Deus me perdoe, de jumentos. Estamos a ser dominados por feudalismos religiosos. Pessoas que estão subrepetitivamente cumprindo a agenda do inimigo. Por isso é que está tanta heresia, por isso é que já há o evangelho para gays, por isso é que já há evangelhos para lésbicas. E isso não é nada, não, ainda vai vir pior. Por isso é que há mais deuses nesta terra do que homens. Porque há os anjos que se acham Deus e ainda há os homens que cada um se acha o seu Deus. Mas vamos ouvir o que temos aqui, uma gravação que já não é nova. Rather than, I want you to give me your comment, because I think this record that we have here, it's small. It's illustrative about the arrogance of this seed of the serpent. Please hear this.
Of its founders.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Did you hear this?
Yes, I did.
So, it's destroying the Constitution of the United States, promoting the ideals of the founders?
Right. Not only that,
they
but
say
it is...
When we have success, and we will have it, so... It's not only an opportunity. They are saying that they will have success. So if anyone goes against that purpose, will be killed.
Right.
That's what I understand from these words, right?
Yes.
More than an opportunity that we have to accept, I think it's a... If we don't accept this, we will be against the order. So we'll be called the agents of chaos. I think this is, as Brother Will say, it's all in the words. If you can read, understand the meanings of the words, of the codes, if you're not on the order, you're on the chaos. But the order they are promoting, it's not what they said here, what George Bush said here. They are not promoting the ideals of the founders and the values of the United States. They are tearing down all the values of the founders, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because they're working against all the nations of the world and merging us into this new world order, which is going to be ruled by the United Nations, and that is just an extension of the tyranny that the ruling elites see as their divine right to rule over humanity.
So,
and the kind of world that they want to create is nothing that would be beneficial to the masses and does not look after the common well-being of us all. It promotes power, prestige, and authority, and only is concerned with what the 1%, the ruling elite, wish for and desire for world.
So, what they are saying is their vision, the vision they saw. Who gave them this vision?
Satan. Because if you study all the scriptures, you'll realize that even the Atlantis, and Plato speaks about this in his work, that Atlantis, they were trying to establish a world order, and they went to fight against all the cultures of the world during that time. And this is nothing new. This goes back to even Satan as Lucifer before he was banished out of the heavens, how he wanted to place his seat in the sides of the north. He wanted to be as the Most High. He wanted to be as God himself. The same lie that he told to Adam and Eve. All that goes to global rule and supremacy, wanting to be as God yourself.
Right. So, in the, before we enter on your last book, because it's important, I think it's in the, it's fundamental that the people understand the urgency. That the body of Christ, it's not the tear, it's the wheat. Those that are with a truly and honest heart trying to serve Christ, they have to understand the urgency. There are no time for personal dreams now. All personal dreams will follow with the fire that is coming. Only the dream of God for your life will stay alive, start coming to the heart. I want to
You're breaking up, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but you were breaking up, so I couldn't hear you too well.
What about now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, I have put the scripture here in the chef room. Matthew 24:29 says, immediately after the tribulation of these days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And I was looking on the Wikipedia before the show what it means, the powers of heaven. And the powers are called in Portuguese the potestades. And I'm going to put here what potestade, what is the powers of it, for people to understand that this is happening now. This is happening in our time. This powers, they have already been shaken. This is the definition of the powers. It's a kind of angels, powerful angels. So, this is Wikipedia says about powers. I'm going to complete the definition here for you to understand what's happening on the spiritual world. Because what is happening there will repercutate here, as in heaven, in earth. So we have to understand that we have a role to play here. We have something to do for God. And it's us, not another one. It's us, the wheat. Hold on, just let me complete here this definition, because it's important to understand that these powers have already been shaken. This is the definition. So the powers, and the powers are so also called conductors of the sacred order. They perform great actions that touch on universal government. They are the bearers of consciousness of all mankind in change of the history and collective memory, being related to high thoughts, ideals, ethics, religions, and philosophy beyond politics in its abstract. This is what is being shaken now. It's not only in America. It's all around the world. The values are being shaken. The religions are being shaken. The ethics, people are being transformed in monsters. People are being conducted to the slaughters with these politics, with these ideals. So, it will not happen. It's now happening now. Matthew 24:29 is happening now. the stars shall fall from heaven, the angels, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. This is the definition. Can you comment this, please? Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just as Christ said in Matthew 24, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the second coming of the Son of Man. We are seeing, you know, the resurgence of the fallen angels, the Nephilim, the return. And that's what we're having to deal with. That's what we are being witness to now. And in this, our being the final generation, we're going to witness all of these strange things and become exposed and open to a lot of this weirdness that most generations, most people have never experienced. And so all these things are happening now, and that's what we're going to see.
Interesting, because you have talked about something that I was forgetting, but I remember before the show that I need to talk about this. Because Jesus said, as in the days of Noah. He didn't say, as in the days of the deluge. Why did he refer Noah? Because Noah is warning about he had to be a ark for him and for his family. That's why Jesus said in the days of Noah, not in the days of the deluge. That's because you and I, all Christians, need to construct his own ark. And when the sons of God, when the people that say they are Christians, they don't want to engage. They are building their own arcs. And what Brother Zen is doing, what I am doing, what Brother Will is doing, what any brother of us, when they close the door of their room and pray for the watchman, and pray for the preachers. We are building our arcs. We need to understand that this is why we have been sent to the earth. Because Brother Zen have written a book that shows us in the Bible that before we have existed, God has chosen us to be his angels of this moment, of this age. We, the Christians, the real, true worshippers, are the angels of God here. God will not send a powerful angel to do what we can do. Please, when can we have your books on the shop? Your last book.
Most books are already available. My new one, Skyfall, is available now also. I should be receiving a shipment this week. And so you can find my books on Amazon.com, Lulu.com, TapePublishing.com. They're out there. They're available.
Can we buy it from the Fallen Angels CV site?
ZenGarcia.com, and you can also, you know, purchase them directly from me. If people are interested in getting them autographed, just email me through ZenGarcia.com, and I'll be glad to autograph these, you know, these different books for you.
I will leave the last 5 minutes for you to give us a resume about your book, the Skyfall book, and the Psalm 82, I think, that you have spoken so many times about the pre-existence of the children of God with God and being sent here to be his angels. But I want to ask you, if you know one guy, because he's a kind of you, I have been hearing their works on the internet, is a kind of view, is a researcher. He speaks about the lost civilizations, about Atlantis, Lemuria, and things like that. But he's on the other side, all the creation. Have you ever heard about Michael Therion? He's an Irish guy.
Yeah,
Michael Therion. He's on. Do you know him?
I know about him, but the difference between he and I is he denies Christ.
He has a version of the Genesis completely twisted, because he says the serpent is the good guy and Yahweh is the bad guy, right? And that is the big deception. That is the seed of the big deception, because I believe that there are many people that have good heart. They cannot understand the purpose of Christ, because this is a new age idea, right? I think that you understand this too.
Well, a lot of people also are working for the other side, and so they try to twist the stories on purpose like that. And so, yeah, you have to understand all that as well.
I know that guy has a great background. He has too much founts. But when I hear his videos, I almost can see the teeth of the wolf, right? Because he's able on his words, you see. He has too much charisma. He's on the wave of Jordan Maxwell. Do you know who is Jordan Maxwell?
The one. He does the same thing.
Yes. So he's preparing the minds to accept the great deception that the aliens, the fallen angels, they call aliens, are our creators, not Yahweh.
Right.
Yes, so
yep.
I think it was important to mention this guy, because he's a kind of negative of you, okay? So you bring the same knowledge, but you bring the people for the light. He takes the people for the darkness.
Right.
With some truth on the middle, with the same research, as he says, because he has books written, but he brings he conducts the people with half lies, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so brother, we have 5-6 minutes. So in 6 minutes, please, you bring us the context of your new book and the basis on the scriptures that moved for you to bring to this conclusion.
Well, basically, my work with this new book, Skyfall, has to do with showing people that we pre-existed. It's something that follows up on what I began in my sixth book, Sons of God, Who We Are, While We're Here, and to help people to understand that premise. Because once they can understand that they pre-existed and that we were with the Father and Son before we ever came into the flesh body, they can understand what, you know, he was referencing in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, where he says that the word of the Lord went to Jeremiah and told him that, I knew you before you ever entered into the womb of your mother. I had foreordained you to be a prophet among the nations. That has to do with all of us. We all pre-existed before coming into flesh being. And the original sin has to do with the war in heaven and not Adam and Eve eating of a particular fruit and losing their immortality and bright nature. That also, you know, affected us as humanity, but the reasons we incarnate into the flesh now has to do with the war in heaven. and the things that we did in our previous spiritual embodiment. And that's why we find ourselves in the flesh now. And so understanding these things will help one to understand why this world, the second world age, why we're here in the flesh, and what all of this has to do with, you know, a return to our first estate, even why Christ had to come into the flesh to learn these things. And so that's what my work is about. That's what that particular book is about. And I also speak about the preexistence of Christ, the election, our predestination, all those things are contained within this book, so that people can understand, you know, what...
One last question, brother, because I think it's important for me to say to the people. Can we hope in a near future to have your books in Portuguese?
If somebody wants to translate them, I mean, I don't know really. I know you gave me the link to talk to some publisher, and I still have not yet done that, but I would be glad to, you know, to do that. I'd love to have my books translated into all the different languages. But
because I think that once you have a deal with some Brazilian or Portuguese editor, they will manage to make the translation, you see? This is not your work. This is work of them.
Right.
As I say, I hope soon your work and Brother Willie work and so many others, they become to the Portuguese language, because we have more than 250 million people in this planet that speak Portuguese. And in this 250 million people, if 10% are Christians, you have 25 million possible buyers for your book. So I really hope, I'm praying for this, because William Schneblen, he has his books in Portuguese. Rebecca Brown, she has his books in Portuguese. I was the first guy here in Portugal to put the books of Rebecca Brown on sailing, because she was being ostracized by the system. So I hope God will do the same with you, with your work, and with Brother Willie's work, and so many others. So I'm going to update. I just want to thank you for, again, your presence. I hope soon, in a day, that you have something more to give us from your work, you contact us, because this is an open door for you, okay?
Sure. No problem at all. And if you want to invite me on again, anytime.
Okay, of course, because you have a great agenda, see? So I can do one show with 2 hours per day. But it's your disposition and your schedule. But we will keep talking. I'm just going to update this. I thank you, everybody here. We have only 60 seconds, I think. Yeah, no, 1 minute. Yes. Thank you, brothers, and thank you for all our brothers that are hearing this. I'm going to update and leave your link for your Fallen Angels TV, please, okay?
I will do it.
Okay, thank you very much. O irmão
Welcome.
Zé Garcia deixou-nos aqui um resumo, que vai deixar um link para os irmãos, se quiserem ler em inglês, esperando que em breve possamos ter em português os seus livros. Mas basicamente o último livro chama-se Skyfall, fala da predestinação de cada um de nós, não é? Assim como Jeremias, Deus falou para Jeremias que ele tinha sido escolhido desde antes do ventre da mãe. Se os irmãos quiserem, leiam o Salmo 82, se não me engano, que fala de que todos nós somos deuses, mas Deus com D pequeno, não Deus criador. O próprio Senhor Jesus fez um comentário sobre isso. Porquê? Porque ele nos conheceu primeiro nos céus. Que Deus abençoe a todos. Espero que todos nós tomemos posse da nossa herança. Até uma próxima oportunidade. Em nome do Senhor Jesus, Yeshua, glória a Deus.